Yeah, welcome back to Morning Glory. A little bit later on the show, we've got Jack Johns with Album of the Week, Rolling Stones' Beggar's Banquet. The show is brought to you by Mate Internet and Mobile, award-winning Aussie service, mobile plans from just $20. And that is, let me tell you, people, that is good value. Boys, it's time for Honest Opinions. And, guys, can I just lead up on this one? Because this one has really given me the heebie-jeebies.
The heebie-jeebies?
Yes, the heebie-jeebies, as opposed to the CBGBs. The climate change protesters who are shutting down roads and harbour tunnels are not helping their cause. Look, I have no problem with protesters, you know, because protesting at times keeps the bastards in line. And to ruin other people's days, to basically shut down the city to do it, is not helping the cause in any way, shape or form. And here's the thing, a lot of it, the hypocrisy the other day, which I was watching, there was one of the activists, you know, blowing up and blah, blah, and then took a swig of a plastic bottle of water. And you're going, but hang on a second. Yeah, you're doing the very thing that you're – one of the things you're protesting against. I just thought, you know, people who want to protest about whatever, I have no problem with. I totally support that, your beliefs. But to actually do stuff and – you know, ruin other people's days or whatever. Because let's face it, you know, the girl in particular that blocked the harbour tunnel and put the, you know, the steering wheel lock overhead. Let's imagine, right, that there's an ambulance, an emergency, you know, trying to get through there. And that's happened before in England and they wouldn't move. You just go, man, come on.
I'm trying to make up my living. Do what journos do when we go on strike. Just go to the pub.
That's fantastic.
When we want to protest, we just go to the pub.
Hell no, we won't go.
There's only one way out of this strike, and that's to drink our way out of it.
Like, I understand the concept of you make as loud of a ruckus as possible so everyone's talking about it, and then you move the conversation forward. But surely we could be smarter with it. Like, instead of interrupting your fellow just average punter that's in with you, we're all in it together, go to the class above that is making these decisions, interrupt their day, make their day hell, because then they will do something.
Yes.
Whereas they, if I'm a person in the higher class that's making these decisions, oh, well, the little plebs down there, they got their day ruined. I didn't get my day ruined. I don't really care.
That's true. That's a very good point. That's an honest opinion. Webb, you got anything for us?
Yeah, train people.
There we go, another one.
I get a train every day, right? Most days. If I'm on the train getting off, you have to stand.
Sorry, hang on a second. That's illegal, getting off of a train.
Sorry. You know, the urge is there.
When you've got to go, you've got to go.
On that train from King's Cross to Martin Place, you know, it happens. Yeah. It happens. But, you know, I'm getting so sick of people when I'm trying to get off the train. They try to get on the train as you're getting off the train.
Yeah.
Gotta hate that.
I tell you what.
But and it continues, people at Martin Place. Mm.
Hang on a second.
Holy. I'm going to introduce you to a couple of friends of mine. Oh, K&O.
Dan, what do you got for
mate, us, mate? I'll back that up in a different public, well, not public transport, but transport. If you're on an aeroplane, I think I've already spoken about when you're in the middle. If someone's sitting in the middle, do not put your elbow, if you're on the edge, you've got the edge. Don't put your elbows in the middle. And also, don't put your elbows so far in that you're elbowing them, which I had on the yesterday. But I'll back you up in when it comes to filing out. When you're on a plane and people are waiting to get their bags above, don't scoot past them if you're behind them. Allow them to get their bag and go up. Don't be selfish because they waited for you to stand there. So please have some etiquette on an aeroplane and just work together.
I had a bloke the other day sitting in the middle seat and I'm sitting in the aisle and honestly, he was like imitating like a phoenix coming out of the flames. His elbows are out that far. They were almost like in my lap. And I was going, come on.
I had one of the greatest moments on an airplane ever a few weeks ago.
It's one of those getting off things again.
It's a bit blue.
Yeah.
In this show, it's all right.
Go for
so I had like carry-on luggage and the handle on my thing, it always gets stuck. And I'm there at the front of the plane. And the hostess is there laughing at me, and I've got my phone in my mouth trying to push it down. She goes, God, I hate it when things don't go down. I went, oh, sometimes. She didn't stop laughing the whole way from Brisbane to Sydney.
Mate.
So when I was getting off, and I went, what do I do here? So she's still laughing. She could see me coming down the aisle, and I went, now I've got to get it back up again. And luckily she thought it was funny. It's good to see people with humour still in the
world. I was walking through once and I'm looking around going, am I in the... And this old fly steward, she was a middle-aged and went past and she goes, oh, hey, Maddie, how you doing? I said, oh, going good. She's, what are you after? I said, mate, virgin. She goes, oh, not here. Ben, what about you?
Mate, I have a problem. This is my honest opinion. If you gotta get into a boxing ring, even if you're a retired footballer, at least try and get into shape. Because I'm not gonna name names, but there was a couple of old footballers that had walked in the ring.
I thought Hodjo looked okay.
Yeah, and Polar Bear. And also on another little note, Hodjo coming out and saying he's going to fight Gallen, or he'd like to have a swing at Gallen. Oh. Gallen would punch him into
next week.
Gal literally put in
2027.
Gal literally put on Instagram, do I fight both blokes at once?
I know. He also said, if you give me a little bit more money, I'll fight them both on the same night.
You know what? And I'd back him. I'd back him in.
Oh yeah. Gal would punch. Like Gal can actually fight, and Gal would punch holes.
Has Hodjo had any wins?
Yeah. I think he's had four fights. He might be 3-1.
Oh, right.
He's a great guy, Justin Hodges.
I love
Hodges, isn't he?
He's
great,
a really
fantastic guy.
He's a great guy. I'm not having a go at Hodjo.
Oh, no.
Oh, it sounds like it. What I hear is you're both fat.
I just think there should have been a few more crunches before you jump in the ring and have a fight. Yeah, that's all
cool.
I'm saying.
Yeah, they'll polar bear. Yeah. He's been in hibernation.
He's got eight kids. Eight kids.
Ben Hannon has eight kids.
Eight kids.
How many has Dominic Perrottet got?
Six. Well, Ben knows. Ben's six. Friends with the Perrottet family.
You are mates with him.
I don't know if I'm mates with the Perrottet family.
Oh, mate, hey, just because he's under the gun.
You know what? I have to say,
I met him. I met him at Sydney Kings game.
Oh, yeah.
Nice guy.
Yeah? Did he say that same joke?
I didn't call him Dom Perrottet.
Maddie's just very, anti-liberal governments, guys. We all know it. He's obsessed. He's working class.
Hey, this is what I do, right? Yeah, mate, of course. All my roots are there. My thing is this, right, and this is an honest opinion, is that anyone who is rusted on Liberal or rusted on Labor, I just don't get it. I sit there, I vote for the best person. Mm-hmm. To actually say, listen, I don't care, I vote Liberal all the time. Well, imagine if a lunatic, an absolute lunatic, decided I'm going to run Liberal and you go, oh, I always vote Liberal, I've got to vote Liberal. Mm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
It's bizarre.
I agree.
It's bizarre.
If you're rusted on, you're an idiot. Right? Yeah, I've said it. Maestro, you got anything for us?
Car parking spaces. So I've had two people in the last week leave dents above my tire wheels. No one leaves backing into the car. No one leaves notes anymore.
Yeah, so that's true. My car's banged up.
That'll be a couple of $100 at the Smash Repairers next week. So I'm looking forward to that.
I was down at a local shopping centre the other day, and within the space of 20 seconds, I saw one lady try to pull into a car spot without swinging out and just grinding the car against the bumper of the other car. And then I was distracted from that by seeing another guy, an old bloke in a Range Rover, just reverse into a concrete pillar. It wasn't a little pillar. It's part of the building. And it was just this crunch. And he got out and went, oh, I hit it. Do you know the alarm's going off in your car?
About 3 or 4 years ago, me and Trish went across where all battlers go. We're in Monaco. No, we weren't. We're actually... We're in the States. Anyway, we came back and... Boys rang us. Cooper rang and said, Dad, you wouldn't believe it. This old bloke has just reversed straight into your car. I said, what? And he goes, oh, yeah. He goes, we got his number plate. We went out and said, you've reversed into my dad's car. And he goes, I haven't got time for this, and drove off, right?
Oh.
So when we got back, I went up to the police and said, yeah, blah, blah, blah. They got the number plate. Oh, any witnesses? Yeah, my two sons and their friends. Mm. And they rung the guy and he said, look, he's denied it. And he said, there's nothing we can do. And I'm like, what? And they said, like, you can take him to court if you want. And I'm really, I'm picturing the headlines. Matthew Johns takes 80-year-old men to court. So I said, you know what? God damn it, don't worry about it.
He got me.
He got me.
How bad was the damage?
Yeah, fair bit. And, you know, these days with the modern cars.
Because they're quite reasonable smash repairers, I find, with their quotations. Yeah, yeah.
Especially with luxury cars.
Those Maseratis are quite expensive, aren't they?
But when they reverse into these days, it just sets off all these problems because, you know, most cars have got, like, computer.
Sensors and stuff like that. Yeah.
Anyway. I've said it. We'll take a break. And I tell you, after the break, we're going to talk about this coaching merry-go-round.